WFYI podcasts are brought to you by Visit Bloomington, Indiana, where Hoagy Carmichael, Booker T. Jones, and John Mellencamp impacted the city and helped it become a music destination. Bloomington is home to a variety of musical artists, live music venues, and hundreds of annual music events. More information at musicbloomington.com.
WFYI podcasts are brought to you by Gregory and Appel Insurance. Dedicated to helping people and businesses navigate the complexities of risk management, employee benefits, and private client insurance. More at gregoryappel.com.
This is WFYI News Now. It's April 24th, and I'm Abrianna Herron. On today's show, Governor Braun signs a bill that expands the kinds of opioid-reversing medications that can be stocked in schools. Legislation that could fine and jail people sleeping on public land was removed from another bill days before the end of the session. And health officials are worried about language in Indiana's budget bill that requires some health funds only be used for U.S. citizens.
It's kind of alarming and it's a little bit gut-wrenching.
Those stories coming up, but first. In Indiana last year, 30 people were killed and more than 1,500 were injured in work zones. A new state program hopes to improve safety on highway work sites. Next month, cameras will be set up in a construction zone where I-465 meets I-69. Drivers going more than 10 miles per hour over the speed limit will get a warning. More violations will result in escalating civil fines. The Indiana Department of Transportation says similar efforts in other states have resulted in drastic improvements to both driver and road worker safety. A bill signed by Governor Mike Braun on Tuesday expands the kinds of opioid-reversing medications that can be stocked in schools. When the bill was first introduced, it would have required schools to stock overdose-reversing medication, but lawmakers were unwilling to take that step. Now the bill does not require schools to carry the drug, but it expands the definition of emergency medication to include FDA-approved ones, including a nasal spray. The initial definition only described naloxone. The change allows schools to carry other opioid-reversing drugs like the nasal spray Opvee, which gained FDA approval in 2023. During testimony on the bill earlier this year, Representative Pat Boyd described her reasoning for the change.
Naloxone is the generic name for Narcan, and right. It's not the only drug that's available.
The law is scheduled to take effect in July of this year. Legislation that could fine and jail people sleeping on public land was removed from another bill Wednesday, shortly before the end of session. That's after lawmakers added it to a criminal justice bill Tuesday afternoon. The language originated from a bill that failed to pass the House earlier this session. Rabbi Aaron Spiegel is the executive director of the Greater Indianapolis Multifaith Alliance, a group advocating against the language. He says he doesn't understand why lawmakers are motivated to push the language forward.
I'm really concerned about the focus on getting this language into law when we have so many other things that we could be, certainly should be dealing with.
If inserted back into another bill, the language will have to be approved by both the House and Senate. The legislature must adjourn session on or before April 29th. And for our final story today, health officials are worried about language included in Indiana's budget bill that requires some health funds to only be used for Indiana residents who are U.S. citizens. The language may change or be removed as lawmakers work to craft the final budget this week. But WFYI's Ben Thorpe reports some worry the measure could have wide-ranging consequences for community health.
It's just one line in a nearly 200-page piece of legislation. Stacey Rees is with the Tippecanoe County Health Department. She says the language could limit them from providing education, vaccinations, or even maternal and child health services.
It's kind of alarming, and it's a little bit gut-wrenching.
Mark McAlevey is the CEO of the Indiana Public Health Association. He says the bill is a threat to public health.
Tuberculosis doesn't say, like, oops, you don't have a citizenship status, so I'm not going to infect you.
Lawmakers previously said that they are concerned about health department funds being used for undocumented immigrants. The bill sponsors did not respond to WFYI's request for comment. I'm Ben Thorpe.
That's all for today's episode of WFYI News Now. Our podcast is produced by Drew Dodlin and Zach Bundy, with support from the news team at WFYI and public media journalists across the state. Our news director is Sarah Nell Estes. Kendall Antron produced our music, and I'm your host, Abrianna Heron. If you like today's episode, remember to subscribe and share, and follow WFYI on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube to check in on our newsroom throughout the day. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow.
WFYI podcasts are brought to you by Visit Bloomington, Indiana, where Hoagy Carmichael, Booker T. Jones, and John Mellencamp impacted the city and helped it become a music destination. Bloomington is home to a variety of musical artists, live music venues, and hundreds of annual music events. More information at musicbloomington.com.